Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to a very different looking Aussie rugby show this week. I'm Louise Ranson. We're at Perisher. It is great to be at the Snow. Drew Mitchell, Stephen Hoyles, Sean Maloney alongside me. Guys, who's looking good, Hoylesy? You're our sort of resident Snow expert amongst us.
I'm probably the most experienced. This is the person I can rev up to go. And so I think you'll do well on that jump over there, Drew.
We're in the last one we're here. Yeah, how badly it went.
That didn't go well for me. And unfortunately, today I haven't hired a helmet. Please don't try and coerce me into just some jumps because I will do them, especially with this type of stuff in my system. But I want to stay injury free.
Okay, a really strong rugby community up here. Sean, what are you going to tell us about it?
We've got a long association with the Jindabyne Bush Pigs. It's one of the great names in world rugby, the Bush Pigs, and there's the Miss Piggies.
Miss Piggies?
Obviously the female side. Yeah. I think this year is the record number of teams that the Bush Pigs
or
the Miss Piggies
have had. They're a great club. A great club led around by Dion. Club legend Dion. Machine. What about this? Last time we were here, Dion tells me that he scores 50 points in a half the Bush Pigs. Didn't kick a goal. Just 10 tries for the Dion man.
That's some stats.
Yeah,
what would Dion do?
They love it down here. The Bush Pigs are great.
What would Dion do?
Every now, what would he do?
We're going to go there tomorrow night and help him out with a bit of training session.
Yeah, nice.
See if Dion's up there.
Okay, guys, from the weekend, what got you? Who's going to kick things off?
I will. You know what got me? I got the feels. I spent the weekend down. Firstly, had a night with my brother and his family. Didn't, you know, basically won Uncle of the Year again for the 8th year straight, but then also...
You're not up against much.
What are you saying about my other brother? But I got to meet little Winter Giddo, had a night with the Giddos as well. My French family, it was nice to sort of get back there and spend some time with the boys, Levi and Kai, but also to meet little Winter. She's absolutely
lovely
gorgeous.
Lovely photo of the family that you've jumped in on again.
myself, Gitson, you know, we're so happy that we finally got our girl, so we're all pretty happy.
Oh, I'm happy for you, Drew. Look, what got me? Carlton Isles. Yeah. Sevens at the moment is in a bit of a
holding
pattern.
State of flux.
We just got the snow plow, but keep going.
I think they're going to pick up our good friend Morgan to an area. I think it's a snow rescue at the moment.
He's not good on the skis.
No, he's not, is he? Carlton Isles, he ran a 10.34 for 100 metre sprint. That's pretty quick. I think he's a 10. Hey, mate, I'm trying to talk about Carlton. Wrap it up.
We need that plow to be as quick as Carlton Isles.
10.34, pretty quick.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad going. Look, my what got you is more of a what might get us, because the last time I actually skied was with Brian O'Driscoll in Vancouver.
Hang on.
And
just picking up that name.
Yeah.
There you go.
World Rugby Hall of Fame.
Is that when you were on that thing? What was it? The Sevens Tour that actually was a thing as well at one point?
Don't bring the mood down, mate. Anyway, the last time I was there with him, it ends up in absolute tears. Took him down a blue run. He was clearly not ready for it.
Grouse Mountain, I believe.
Grouse Mountain. Ended up with 26 stitches in his knee and on the back of a Medicap. So he's hoping I don't get got when I have a crack.
Mate, before we started filming, there's a couple of ravens sitting up on the ledge as well. Not sure if that's a good indicator either.
Lou, yours?
Oh, mine. Okay, so how many sideline interviews have I done on the sideline of a rugby field? A new low, will we call it?
A high,
I don't know what it was. So Shoot Shield interviewing the Gordon captain, Geordie, and he's got a blood nose just as he comes over to do the interview. It's dripping. At the end, he goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I look down and I have got just splatters of blood all
what
on
was
my jacket.
Coat?
It was an expensive coat.
What was it?
What brand was it?
It's a Burberry coat. It's a Burberry,
so Burberry, if you want to give her a new coat, yeah. You're more than welcome to send a couple into the show. Burberry, that's what it is. But a Burberry coat.
To Jordan's credit, he came out after the game, found you, apologised. Yeah. Even when he was doing it at the pub, he knew it was happening.
I'm
like,
telling you, apologies don't get stained.
You know what? How about you apologise by buying another one? Take Lou over to Westfield to chat to him and get it done.
Westfield?
Yeah, Westfield.
Another
potential sponsor.
Guys, if you don't mind.
Guys, if you're watching.
I'm not going to be rude. But I'm squinting a lot, so okay. If you don't mind, I'm just going to have to.
That's a decent run of what got you.
Super Rugby, rocks and diamonds, what you liked, what you didn't like from across the weekend. Hoilsy, what do you got?
Rocks and diamonds, I'm going to go Brad Wilkins. So Brad, for those who don't know, the rock part of it, here's how I think, I'm going to say at least four, maybe five reconstructions, knees and shoulders over the last 4 or 5 years. This is a guy who was, he was dubbed the next best thing coming out of school. He's battled, he was at the Tars, he played some rugby. He finally got to play for the Rebels after a long off-season, and he played really well, scored that try, and the support he got from his teammates, I thought that was a nice moment. And also, Bobby Tuttle, first game back in Super Rugby after something like 650 days out. Injured.
Yeah, good on both of them for staying at it, my diamonds was, I don't know if you saw it in the Waratah footage, it was a bit of a modern-day fight in rugby where no one actually fights, but an atomic wedgie. Jack Dempsey goes up behind...
Dempsey's out there.
He's so out there.
He's just a touch out there.
It reminds me, after we won the top 14 one year in France, I gave Johnny Wilkinson... Johnny just doesn't drink that often.
Is that name?
Sorry. he doesn't drink that often, but on this occasion he did, and I managed to get the underpants banned. Over Johnny's head. His little feet were just like tapping on the ground. I hope I can find the footage.
Do you know at school, year 11, I had that happen to me about 15 times, to the point where my mum came and asked, is everything all right at school? Why am I buying you so many Rio multi-packs here?
Mate, why don't you just go free ball and have to give them nothing to grab?
I don't know. I didn't think of that at the time.
But my rock would be... there's that Ravens journey.
I'm not feeling it.
my rock would be the fact that Scott Robinson didn't dance after the Crusaders clinched the
Yeah, but there's still another round to go.
Yeah, but that's what he said. He's come out saying that he feels like it'd be disrespectful. They've still got a job to do next week. And that's the professionalism of the Crusaders. Don't sort of rub it in, I suppose, and have the respect before it's done. But, I hope we see him break dance a little
bit. Well, that's my rock and diamond. The next week, they're not playing for anything over in New Zealand, such as being the quality. They are really tearing
it up
here.
There's a pack of them there now,
So my rock is that next week's essentially they're not playing for anything.
I'm just going to have to do this.
And the diamond is just the Crusaders. They just keep winning, Lou. They just can't stop winning. They're unbelievable. What a powerhouse. How about you?
Friday night, the weather for the Aussie game, atrocious. But you know what? That's my rock. The diamond from it, though, is that the Rebels played really good wet weather footy. And how much are we talking
Amazing.
About?
The
fact
Rebels.
That we wanted...
Go the Rebels.
We love the Rebels. That we need Aussie sides to play well in different conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been so many times, in especially, obviously, the derby games, but also in wet weather and trying conditions, the games really sort of tighten up, and perhaps some decision-making around how to control the game has sort of probably gone amiss in the past. But I thought the Rebels, and like you say, Lou, the Rebels really controlled the game. They pushed their hand when the opportunities were there, but they also... I guess made the right decisions about containing it and playing tight when they had to as well.
The big shift for the Rebels, in my opinion, watching that game, is they played a good brand of wet weather rugby. Matt Tamua was world class number 12 standard the other night.
Do you know what the irony is? He doesn't want to play 12.
Yeah, but
he said to me time and time again the other week when I caught up with him, I don't want to play 12, I want to play 10.
Sean, I wanted to play different positions a lot of the time.
I want to play prop, mate.
Yeah. Like, the thing is, I think Matty Tamua can be one of the best number 12s at world level if he stays in that position.
Jeez, he was hitting hard the other night.
Yeah, I thought he was outstanding. And Deegan at number 10 allows him to do his thing.
Don't start talking about the Rebels.
He's on the bandwagon now.
Oh, I'm still hoping they're not in the competition next year. I'm not going back from that.
Well, that's you,
double
not
down.
Us.
No, I want four teams. We'll talk about that later. I'm still got a concern with the quality of depth here. I don't know why you've dragged me here again, Drew, but we are...
Good rocks and diamonds, though.
Yep. Yeah,
good rocks and diamonds.
Yeah. Okay, big stories of the week. Let's check them out. We spoke last week about New Zealand Super Rugby competition not having a final series. So they're sort of done and dusted. The Australian teams, there's 4 out of 5 that can still make finals. Are we happy with what we said last week? Are we still of
can
that same opinion?
Can we just recap some of the comments directed our way by the...
fucking lemons from across the ditch.
the socials?
Hey, well, they didn't even watch the clip. They just went the headline and just thought, I'm just going to tap away. Bait.
That's great work from the editors at Rugby Pass. But they were so fired up over it. Maybe didn't really read through
it. I think it's the Kiwis that live in Australia. The ones that...
just don't like you and Drew.
No, they want to be patriotic. They've left the country. They live in our lands, and they want to be proud New Zealanders, so they just spray Aussies on social media.
And they feel because we've got COVID and New Zealand don't.
I thought it was hilarious that producer Kneeboy jumped on there and started replying on our behalf on the Aussie Rugby Show Instagram page, just jabbing them a little bit more until they eventually flipped out completely.
I don't think at any stage... we said that their standard of footy is worse than ours.
Sean was very quick to point out that's not what we were saying.
I'm quite clear when I say that the standard over there is far better than their standard of us. That's the 5 versus 5 argument. But, they did react. But I'd love to see them have a final series. Commercially, when the game's struggling financially all around the world, I think now if they had their time again, they would go back and do a final series.
Remember, they've got the North-South game.
They've also got a round of Super Rugby this weekend that means nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, of course, there's got to be a fair bit of pride, and I'm sure perhaps some of the provinces playing for some trophies in between the provinces. But outside of that, they're not playing for anything. There needed to be a final, at least a final, or like the Aussies have 2v3 to meet first in the GF.
We disprove that.
But whatever it is, it stops
some type of
a dead rubber round, like a whole round.
Yep.
So, guys, the other big story we were looking at is Michael Hooper. He was Waratahs captain over the weekend with Rob Simmons being ruled out through injury. Did a very good job. Big win by the Tars. I guess the question is, though, should he still be Wallabies captain? What are your thoughts on it?
I don't think there's even a question, is there?
I thought you were going to say Waratahs captain. I was going to say, no, let Rob Simmons continue doing that.
But
Wallaby captain, absolutely. Like, for a number of reasons. The other one is, who else is there? And I think Alan Alatau is a really good emerging leader.
He'll come through, yeah.
But Michael Hooper... He's a genuine leader. He's doing everything that's right for Australian rugby. Has done from day dot. Every time you hear him speak, he's impressing me more and more with where he wants to take his career and how he wants to be here for the entirety of it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Deserve that. Like, I think you earn it. He's definitely earned it, and I hope he keeps it.
I mean, I saw some stuff over the weekend saying, did he do enough to ward off any competition for his spot at number 7? I think that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. People seriously
There's some good back rowers. Don't get me wrong, there are good back rowers coming through, but they're not at his level yet.
But here's the thing with him. Because he wears number 7 on his back, everyone expects him to be Pocock or George Smith and get over the ball. But that isn't the strength of his game.
But his numbers at the breakdown, honestly, they're underrated. Like, they don't go spoken about enough because he's so good in other areas. Like, he's put a lot of work in the last couple of years getting on that ball, getting the turnovers, and in crucial moments as well, he's coming up with them. So, like...
But it's still not the strongest part of his game because of how good he is at running the ball and his front on defence and his work rate. Like... do yourself a favour, watch Michael Hooper closely at the 30th minute mark and look how dirty he is compared to the rest of the team. Like, he just works himself, and he's done this for 8 years straight, 35 games a year, absolutely, with no question.
The other thing that he's got going really nicely, he's a good dynamic with Matt Tamua as leaders of that team. They're very tight. They talk about things not just rugby related, like they're very deep thinkers around the game, so that's a really nice setup between them. There can't be any question for me that Michael Hooper should be.
Yeah, agreed.
And that's a good VC, Matty Tamua, I think, at 12.
Yep.
Back again this week, Gone But Not Forgotten, where we take some time to remember some of our favourite rugby players from the past for their efforts both on and off the field. This week, we're here at the Snow. We brought a Wallaby mate, Morgan Tuanui, with us. We thought we'd talk about Morgs.
There's so many things we could talk about with Morgs, but I want to just start quickly. He's renowned for being a bit of a punter. He likes his horses, he gets right in, does a fair amount of research. And back in 2003, when the Rugby World Cup was here in Australia, and more specifically Sydney at the time,
The Wallabies were in camp, and he was a celebrity punter for the Daily Telegraph, I believe, and he picked his first four. 2 days, I think it was in the paper, 2 days before the Melbourne Cup had run. The Wallabies also do like a Calcutta, so you get in little groups or partners or whatever, and you bid, and you know, it's a bit of a raffle, but you basically, it's worth about 25 grand to the winner. Like, it's, especially in those days, there were some heavy punters.
Toto Kefu, with Jeremy Paul, Alan Finnegan.
You know, like, there was some big guys that put out a fair amount of cash, so it was worth your while to kind of get involved, but to win it as well. Anyway, a couple of days later, Melbourne Cup's run. Morgs has got, I think, 70 or 80% of the top four, first four, plus 120% of the trifecta. He's picked up 120 grand from that punting, plus the 25 grand from the Calcutta. So he's going into training, like, absolutely peacocking, you know, just like chest out going, you know, just like his hamstrings have never been so limber. Just sitting there just brushing the grass. And as you could imagine, Eddie Jones is like, mate.
Drop one football.
Drop one football. You're gone. You can go be a f***ing professional punter if you want.
But I think he thought about it.
Yeah, I think, mate, why wouldn't you, really? Like,
well, fast forward. A year, club rugby, and this is long before the what was it? We have to sign off now, we have to win our integrity. Every year, players have to do the integrity.
I should just say gamble responsibly,
yeah, bet over your head, not with it. But
and also, if there are any potential sports betting companies who want to get involved with the show,
please get on
speak on their boy.
So, fast forward a year, and back at club footy, there was betting on club footy, and we had a good side. And you just backed yourself win 13 plus. And I actually think it really brought out the best in our team.
Hey,
because
this is breaking. You guys used to bet on yourself. That's actually not allowed. Yeah,
well, we didn't know what was going on one day, but it was the last play to go.
Where am I? What's going on? Who put this betting slip in my hand? Right. So,
and that's 6 grand.
But Morgan needed the win to get 13 plus, and we're up by 9 or whatever it was on the bell. He changes positions with someone, like he's in the under-10s, goes from 13 to 12, gets the ball, and runs around the whole team and scores in the corner. Like, didn't do anything for 79 minutes, but decides when it needs to be 13 plus, he'll push the other kid out of his position and run around him. And then throwing the ball up in the air like we've won the grand final. What's Morgs going on about? Like, I later worked it out and got along with it. And
so he's a punter.
Yeah, he's a punter.
But he's doing great stuff with the Classic Wallabies. Yeah, you guys give that the plug and I'll grab the kid.
Well, we're going to be down here with the Classic Wallabies. Well, tomorrow night we're going to do some stuff with the Bush Pigs, and you can actually buy this piece of
this
merch.
This is awesome.
On classicwallabies.com.au, and Morgs is now the GM of the Classic Wallabies.
So this is a 6XL, so it's 2XL short of where Morgs needs to be. But, I mean, what product that is, it's amazing.
Is that bin chicken?
I reckon that's...
It's got a bin chicken on it.
6XL, it's like a midriff on you, Sean.
You know what?
I've got my jacket on.
People were calling for you to wear a muumuu. You know what? We might get to try and get a photo of Morgs.
Mate,
in that,
so good.
Of course, the next couple of
but
days.
But no, he's doing great stuff with the Classic Wallabies. Yeah.
He's out here at the moment learning to ski, so...
Yeah. No, he's a great man. I actually, my first ever cap for the Wallabies, I replaced Morgs in the 45th minute. We're playing the South Africans in Sydney. 45th minute, he came off with cramp. 5 minutes after half time, where you get all the gels and the food and the treats.
I think
and 5 minutes later, you get all the crap.
I think you had the half time Wallabies full time set up in the double.
Job done.
Oh, no, he's a great man, Morgs.
It's time to check in the Aussie Rugby Show mailbag and see what's happening there. Thank you so much for sending all your questions in. I'm going to take charge of everything this week. First off, let's go with this one from Gordon Roger Burns. Thanks so much.
Gordy.
After TJ Perenara saying Super Rugby Aotearoa is not viable long term, he is clearly missing the tours. Where are your favourite places to tour in either Super Rugby or internationally?
Just quickly on that, that's actually a pretty... relevant point as well. Yep. Whether the New Zealand rugby hierarchy listened to a senior player like TJ saying it's not a viable competition from their behalf. But anyway, more important things, favourite tour destination. I think you have to go a long way to find a Super Rugby player that wouldn't say Cape Town.
Yeah, Cape Town.
Cafe Caprice, La Med.
Yeah.
Oh,
favourite place I've been.
Giovanni's Cafe. Oh, the Thai plum chicken there.
Mm. And that I always said Cape Town when I was playing Super Rugby. Got to go to some amazing places.
Robben Island.
Yeah, I got to go to Portugal. Was a great place we went to at one stage before a World Cup. But
yeah.
Most recently, I say Vancouver.
Vancouver's epic.
For the Sevens was amazing. Like, I love the ski fields and, like, the midweek games, watching the Canucks play, like, how they do sport over there. I just thought Vancouver as a town was, without doubt, one of the best I've been at.
Good poutine there, too.
Yep. Oh,
get yourself a face full of poutine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll go Hong Kong. Yep. Hong Kong.
As if you remember anything from Hong Kong. Well,
the bits I can
remember. You know good. You've been to Hong Kong because your passport
has been stamped. The stamp.
I don't know who stamped it or who took it there, but it's been stamped.
And the tattoo on your palm.
Well, Horsley, you mentioned the Sevens Tour in Vancouver, and Kate Lorimer, who's a sort of former colleague of ours and works on the Sevens Tour as well, she wrote a question in as well. She wanted to know, she knew we were coming up here, and wants to know, what's your go-to favourite road trip tune that you pump out in the car?
I've gone big on Garth Brooks and Luke Combs in the last month.
I've got big proper country
during COVID. Song?
Yeah, I'll go When It Rains, It Pours, Luke Combs. Listen to it. Whoa. You like it.
Drew, yep. I'll give it a go.
You know what? I actually had a bit more of a somber kind of just like mood in my car. I came down alone because none of you guys want to drive with me. But a bit of Leon Bridges, River.
Yep.
Yeah. Take me to the river.
Yeah, no, we don't need you to sing it.
I guess so. We had to really get into it there.
The great or bad thing, depending on which way you look at it, was Lake George flooded on the way down, so my car trip took 15 hours.
Mate, but the good thing is you were also flooded.
Yeah, you weren't driving, Sean.
Like, when I'm touring in the car, nothing better than just blasting some Nirvana. If you're on your own, Nirvana or old school Metallica, just singing out loud on your own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a Sandman. What you got next,
that's just breeding road rage.
We have got why Orangas so overrepresented in Oz rugby?
Is that the right term?
That's from Big Rocks.
So it's an offensive question, and we're probably going to answer it in an offensive manner. So my theory on it is that as a young child, parents are trying to teach resilience and stand up for yourself. So they
because throw them into you feel like they're going to cop it.
They throw them into a team contact sport. That's what I personally think. And Brad Wilkin is a great example. Look at the resilience he's shown. Yeah. Five reconstructions, and he's still going, making all of the Rangers proud.
I've got a little nephew named Kobe who's absolutely blood red. He doesn't want a bar of any team sport. He's into BMX, so he's going to have some rage coming out at some point.
I hazard to step into this space because our mate, the doctor, he's not big on being isolated as a red-headed man, and he doesn't like the chat. So I'm going to defer because I don't want to upset the doctor.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
And this one isn't a question as such, but something that I saw over the weekend a lot of people talking about, maybe off the back of Matt Tamua's performance for the Rebels on Friday night, but people talking about who your sort of 10-12 combination is looking like for the Wallabies. We spoke a bit about the back row last week, but that's a question that I think I'm going to throw to you guys. What do you think?
Well last week I did say Pete Sarmer's number 8. I thought Nasirani played himself back into contention. Yeah. He was outstanding the other night. So
again, trying to get the Rebels on back on the side.
But I think number 12 has to be Matty Tamua. And if we're going to blood a lot of these young guys, which we're talking about, you want experience in and around your 10 and 12.
For sure.
So I was a big fan of Lola Seo early on, but he's been injured and he'll be injured for the majority of the season. So you might see him somewhere in and around the squad, but probably James O'Connor and Matt Tamua early on.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's, at the moment, that's, you know what? I think maybe Jono Lance could be a shout to be there. Like, at least in the squad. I think he's been tremendous with the Western Force as well, just the way he's controlled them. And a team that, you know, haven't necessarily been as dominant as some of the other teams, like, but doing really good things from a team that's, you know, chasing a game or whatever. Well, I think he's been really strong.
If you think halfback's going to be young or new, who, no matter who it is, because Genny is gone, he's playing club rugby as well, which is awesome. You've got Jake Gordon, Tate McDermott, so you're going to have a new nine somewhere, an inexperienced nine. You're going to have the likes of Patea, even like James Ram was outstanding. So you're going to have a young back line. So I think the more experience you can put in those key positions, the better.
Even looking even further up front, like second rows, there's not a huge amount of experience there. Coming down with the line-out calls, what line-outs you want, where you want the ball to the delivery, sorry. So having experience in around that sort of core decision-making roles, I think is really vital.
Yep.
Weekend forecast. Where can we find you guys this weekend?
Jitterbine Base Hospital.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to find Sean either on an IV drip hydrating or in the hospital getting an ACL, MCL reconstruction.
Oh, geez, I hope you don't get injured, Sean.
I'm not going to.
You just heard what you said about those poor people's wrists.
You know what? I'm just going to have another quiet weekend. August is about health and well-being for me.
Another juice cleanse?
Where's
Louise going to be, Drew?
I'll tell you where I'm going to be. Yeah. I'm going to be... No, thank you. I'll be at Shoot Shield. Take it away. I'll be at Shoot Shield on Saturday, and I'm doing a brekkie shift at the ABC. Saturday, Sunday as well. So it's a big working weekend.
Quickly on Shoot Shield, what about the Gordon on the weekend? Unbackable favourites to win the title.
What were you calling complete performance?
Dominant performance.
Mate, is that because your head coach from the Giltinis is there?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe trying to put a bit of pressure on Gordon early. But
how many of those Gordon players are going to get a gig?
Yeah, no, that
would be hard to say. Classic hard to say.
Well, it's cheers to that. A great episode.
Yes.
Yeah, good effort.
We would have saved ourselves.
And the Wild Brumby Schnapps.
No one else probably will.
The Wild Brumby Schnapps.
Wild Brumby Distillers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your company again, guys. Thanks to Perisher for having us here as well. Sean Maloney, Stephen Hurls, Drew Mitchell, I'm Louise Ranson. We'll see you next time for the Aussie Rugby Show.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.